News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And it is that time of the year again where thousands of people gather in Tralee. Millions of people gather in front of their tellies across the country. Millions more gather in front of their tellies around the world to watch the ritual humiliation of Dathi O'Shea. Dathi, good morning.
Good morning, Anton. How are you?
I'm very good. So I always try to remember the full list, but I forget things. There was kissing a fish. There was appearing in your boxer shorts. There was being doused in water. You were dressed briefly as a trawlerman in another one, if I remember. What's up? What's the plan for tonight and tomorrow?
Do you know that there's last planned again? I don't think there's any crazy outfits. Thankfully, there are no kind of high boots or anything yet this year. There might be a small bit of dressing up, all right, maybe towards the end of this evening show. But I'm trying to keep it on the straight and narrow. I'm in my 50s now, Anton, so I need to be taken. I need to be taken seriously, you know.
And are you? I realize. I know this is a very personal thing, and I shouldn't reveal it on the radio. Yes. But I have no diplomacy. You always get yourself match fit. You peak at the Rose every year. There is a sort of a seasonality to Dathi O'Shea. He's at his zenith right now.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes. 100%.
Are you like a whippet?
Oh, yeah, well, almost like a whippet. See, I as you know, Anton, as we do stuff on the Today Show together, I have two sizes, right? I have my kind of October, November size, which is great. And then I have my April, May size, which is a bit, I'm a bit more kind of, a bit more weight on. So this year I decided to keep it off all year round. And, you know, it's I'm in good form. I'm in good shape. I was doing up for the match this year as well, so that kind of got me in shape a bit earlier. So I've kept it on. But, Anton, I'd say in around a week's time, I'm dying for a pint of Guinness.
Well, I tell you what, it isn't. I mean, you make it look easy. It's not an easy gig. I mean, you're up there on stage for a long time and there's a million moving parts. I mean, the amount of different performances, the amount of different individuals, the amount of links, junctures, it's, you've your work cut out.
There are two very busy shows, Anton, but that's part of the fun as well, because as you know, the more of the shows you're doing yourself, a lot of the hard work happens before you go on air at all. And we've been with these roles all week. And really the hard work starts when we land in Tralee. We land in Tralee on Friday every year. So we have Friday and Saturday. Yesterday then kind of turns into half day where we all get sick of everything and say, okay, right, we're off to Banna, out to the beach, out for a swim, so we can kind of refresh ourselves and be ready for Monday then at 8 o'clock. But for me, and I'm not a fellow who likes to wish time away, Anton. I'm just saying roll on 8 o'clock, because we've been talking about this for a long time now. I just want to get going.
Did you actually go for a swim?
Oh, I did, yeah. We went to Banna, catching myself and a few of the crew came down, and we were there saying, okay, we were inside in the stuffy room for about 2 or 3 hours, and I said, okay, come on, out the road, out to Banna. The waves were beautiful, Anton, looking at the beautiful Kerry Hills and Partick Clare as well, and it was really nice.
So listen, between you, me and the wall, if I'm going into the bookies, who's worthy of a flutter?
I'll tell you a good one now, right? I was on the judging panel years ago and this friend of mine texted me, right? And he said, just give me one rose, please. So I texted him back, Tokyo, right? So he was on a golf course in West Kerry. So it obviously took around 15 or 20 minutes to get from the golf course into Dingle to back to Tokyo Rose. And I won't tell you the message he texted me after when he realized that there was no Tokyo Rose and he was after leaving a lovely game of golf halfway through it. So that might answer your question. Keep your money in your pocket.
What then about, because of course there's the roses on the one hand. The other thing is, what do you call the lads in the tuxedos? Not hosts, suitors.
The Cortinas, the escorts.
Escorts, Cortinas. Yeah. Among any of the Cortinas, any ones that we should watch out for?
So listen, the Cortinas, like I said, the Cortinas remind me of cattle. Do you know, did you ever see cattle being left out the first time in spring? They go straight for the electric fence, right? That's the first thing they do. So that's what the Cortinas remind me of. So anybody could win that one now as well, you know. But to be fair to the escorts, they're always in great form and they get down, they get into the spirit of Tralee down here and they have a great time all together.
And of course, you are doing this hand in hand with the lovely Catherine Thomas. Yeah. What time does it kick off? How long does it go on? What's the story with broadcasting if we want to sit in and watch?
Yeah, RT1 tonight starts at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9, first of all. Then we break for the news, and then we're back after the news from 9:30 till 11:30, and the same thing then tomorrow night. And then tomorrow night at 11:30, we'll announce the winner of the Rose of Tralee. We have Riverdance on tomorrow night as well, and this and tonight's show we have the Frankenwalters. So we have two great music acts and a dance act as well, so and all the party pieces and all the madness. So we're really looking forward to it.
Well, I envy on that, because I was doing a thing a while ago, and Riverdance was part of it. and you sort of, you know, they're around a long time and you sort of take them for granted. But by God, when you see the performance, particularly when you're in the room with it, it's still something else to witness.
Yeah, you can just feel the energy coming off them, and no matter how many times you've seen it, it's one thing to see it on TV, but I think when they do that in front of you, and when they go for it, you're going, "Oh, this is just fantastic." So we're really looking forward to that performance tomorrow night.
Well, Dahi, break both legs. Likewise, break a leg to Catherine. Obviously, absolutely made it your own. It'll be a great crack to watch you on the box this evening and tomorrow. That is Dahi O'Shea. That is pretty much it for us on.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.